Long Island's 104.7 WHLI at your service presents Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner, powered by PSEG Long Island on the new 104.7 WHLI. Now your host, Randy Shubin-Dresner.
Good morning, my friends. Many of you know me as the president and CEO of Island Harvest Food Bank. Well, today, you'll get to know me as the host of this radio show and podcast, Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner. You can listen to all my episodes on WHLI.com and wherever you pick up your podcasts. During my long career in the nonprofit sector, I've had the honor and privilege of seeing the world from a unique perspective. I've met people at their best, leaning in to be part of a solution. Well, each week on this show, my guests will join me to talk about the good things that they're doing and how we might pick up some tips on bringing good into our own lives. You know, we certainly live in a very fast-paced world. We often don't have time to stop and appreciate the things and the people around us. I hope these next 30 minutes with each other will help us both to do that. This is going to be an incredibly special show for me today, and it's going to get a little personal. My guests today are Gina Gerbino and Artie Doolin. I have literally known both of them for more than 45 years. You see, we all graduated from East Meadow High School together in the late 1970s. And by the way, anyone who knows me knows that I always say that East Meadow is the center of the universe. You see, it's so centrally located on Long Island that aside from going to the East End, you can almost go anywhere in 20 to 30 minutes from the center of our universe. Gina has been in the insurance industry for over 40 years. She now serves as the director of claims for an insurance broker on Long Island. She has two great sons and two beautiful grandchildren who are absolutely the loves of her life. And yes, she still lives on Long Island, but somehow I'll forgive her because she moved out of our home base. Artie Doolin and his brother started an IT company in 1986. After all these years, they're still working together and going strong. He too left the nest of East Meadow and lives in New Jersey. His work takes him on the road and in the air an awful lot. Artie is married and they have four children and four beautiful grandchildren. Welcome to both of you. I'm really excited about having this conversation today. We started to talk about this many months ago, and this is it. Now we're going to be talking about East Meadow and our ability to keep this class together, class of 1978. Look, we had a class of just about 700 people. And, you know, in high school, there are all these cliques and groups, and everybody's in their own corner of the world, and not everybody connects with each other. We got ourselves together for our 10th reunion and then several afterwards. The 10th was a little tough. We'll talk about that. But I think what I also want to touch on is what happens when you're making a decision, should I go to a reunion or should I not go to a reunion? I think that'll be fun to talk about because most people think, ugh, why should I go to that reunion? I don't know anybody. I wasn't friends with anybody in high school. And what I want to come across with today is I absolutely love going to these reunions that we have. And quite frankly, I wasn't friends with most of the people who go, but I knew them all. And there were some that I wanted to be friends with, but we just weren't friends. And others I never even thought about having a connection with. And yet at the reunion, we don't have enough time. We all don't make it around the room as many times as we want to. And so I want to dive into that a little bit as well. So, Artie, let's start with you. And you
so the answer is an emphatic yes. You should definitely go to reunions, as Randy just said. And by the way, Randy, thank you so much for having us. You know, G and I are both thrilled to be here. And, you know, great success and accomplishments. So congratulations. This is absolutely really cool to be on a radio program. It's probably the first for both Gina and I to be on a have a microphone in our face.
There you go.
G and I have been very fortunate to share the scheduling of our reunions and getting in touch with our class. And it is important for people to go because, as you said, a lot of folks weren't as close in high school, but it's amazing after the reunions how they become a lot closer now because they're able to reach out to each other. And we have the means now to reach out to each other, which is really what G and I take advantage of keeping everybody so close.
Yeah. You know, look, I think people may be thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a show about reunions. I'm not sure that I'm even interested in it.
No.
But it's not really going to be just about the reunion. What I wanted to come across from today's conversation is how two incredible people who bring together a committee of people, and I'm honored to be a part of that, can help 350 out of the 700 people stay connected and reconnect and develop new relationships with each other. And I think there's a skill there that whether you're trying to reconnect people from high school or elementary school or at your work from this fabulous job you might have had a bunch of years ago or from the block you grew up in, I think that a lot of the things that both of you do and the tools you use, I think that's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, and if I can just jump in, and I appreciate that, and I think it really is about reaching out, and I hope that's what this really talks to, is kind of how you can still get in touch with friends that you had in the past, and you can still stay in touch with them and build even a better relationship now. And I give, you know, Gina all the credit in the world. She is, talk about a person who reaches out. Gina has absolutely some fun stories of getting in touch with people or trying to get in touch with people in our
She's
class.
She's a master at it, right?
And it's just been, you know, she is the architect, and it's so much fun, and it's, you know, to watch her go at it is absolutely incredible.
What I know about Gina is she likes the challenge.
Yes.
Give her the challenge. Can we do this? Can we, this time, again, get a significant number of people to come to a reunion?
Absolutely. I actually enjoy it. I actually enjoy reaching out to people. I have formed new friendships, reconnected with people. This weekend, I was in Atlantic City with two people I really didn't hang around with in high school, and now we're the closest of friends, and that's what it's all about. And the fact that people now changed phone numbers, and everybody is just friends now, and it didn't matter. Like you said, very cliquey in high school. You know, you had these kids over here and these kids over here, and never the two shall meet, right?
Yeah.
But then at the reunion, they're like the best of friends, Like, it warms my heart. Like, I feel like we really, like, Artie, and, you know, Artie gives me credit. Thank you. I appreciate that. But look at how busy Artie is. You read about how busy he is, and he's amazing. He's the one sending the emails, remembering the birthdays, doing all that. He's the master. I just call everybody. And
we were talking before the show a little bit about all of this experience over the years and looking back. And you had written something to me about the differences between the 10, 20, 30, and 40. And I think it was spot on. Because, you know, I could remember at our 10th year reunion, I didn't know if I wanted to go. I knew there would be a lot of people there that I just wasn't friends with. But there were a couple of people that were going. And that was the encouragement for me to go. But I felt okay when I was there. You had some insights that I think are really great.
Yeah, I had said at the 10-year reunion, you know, I felt like everybody wanted to prove something. You know, they wanted to prove themselves that they turned out great. And at the 20-year, a lot of us had kids and we were exhausted, so we just wanted a night out. And then the 30-year, we were just so happy to see each other and party. And then the 30th, 5th, and the 40th, no one really cared about anything. They just wanted to have a good time and see people that they hadn't seen in a long time. And
and
I feel like the 45th and the 50th, they'll just get better and better. And I think people will appreciate it more and more as the years go on.
I think the funny thing that I saw, Artie, that you wrote when we were prepping for this interview was that it was this last reunion where someone actually asked for the music to be turned down.
First time. You know, again, we were 78, right? So we were into the whole disco thing. I mean, I still have my suit that was dark yellow when I rubbed it one day and light yellow when I rubbed it the other. You know, I wore my Italian horn with absolutely no hair on my chest. And by the way, I'm not Italian. And it was, you know, we danced. I mean, you know, we danced a lot and we still danced at our last reunion. But it is funny how it does shift. I mean, you know, we're 63. Years old, and you know, it's all of a sudden
Speak
we do
yourself.
Become our parents.
And, you know, I am music, not that age
yet. The music
yet.
Does
Thank
get
you.
A little bit loud, but yeah, it was kind of funny just how it sort of turns a little bit.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So, Gina, I know you use a lot of technology now, but you pointed out how over the years it was a struggle in the beginning. Gina, you reached out to the high school to help us to reconnect, right?
Yeah, at the 10-year, we reached out to the high school. And like I told you in my email, it was like the Pony Express. Seriously, we went up to the high school. I got the list. We had our meetings. You were there. We stuffed envelopes.
Yeah.
We typed something up. We photocopied it. And then we stuffed envelopes. We mailed them. They would come to me. I would take everything out. I'd bring it to Laura. And then Laura would take it, and she'd deposit it in the bank, and then she'd bring the sheet that she hand-wrote up and gave it to Charlie,
like,
and Charlie would audit it. And then we would write checks and drop them off to whoever we owed checks to.
You know, now you Venmo, so and you use Zelle, and everything
Venmo,
is done
Zelle.
On the...
Yeah, and now it's all email and calling. And
well, and I think that's a credit also, because even when you do that 10-year, and I give you a lot of credit, I wasn't involved in the first couple at all. You know, you're hoping that somebody still lives at that address that you had from 10 years ago, and you can get in touch with somebody. So when you kind of look at our reunion and the people that have attended, and the fact that we did our 40th and there was over 200 people there, you know, it's pretty impressive that, you know, we've kept from when it was, you know, to your point, doing regular address mail.
I mean, snail
what do you
mail.
I don't even know what you call it anymore.
Snail mail, I think.
You know, to where now it's become a little bit, I won't say automated, but a little bit more technology savvy, that we're able to still get that crowd from... In the very beginning, we were just hoping that somebody still lived at the same address, you know,
exactly.
Which is kind of crazy.
Now it doesn't really matter. And
yeah, now it doesn't matter.
We've taken on Facebook. My kids always make fun of me. How come you're on Facebook so much? Stop putting stuff in there. And, you know, I try to explain to them, for people in our generation, that's our way of connecting with people. And
Gina was a whiz at it. I think she dated Zuckerberg for a while. Didn't you date him? And said he wouldn't amount to anything or something like that? And you dumped him or something,
right? He kicked me off Marketplace, just so you know.
Well, Gina has more friends on Facebook than probably 12 of us put together, because she takes this very seriously. And I think that you live your life every day, and aside from taking care of your grandchildren and your children and your own life, it's what's connected to this reunion. Even if we don't have one planned yet, you're still always thinking about it and how you could grab people's names and include them so that they're included in the next invitation.
I told you, like, it really warms my heart. Like, when I call somebody and they're so, most people are very happy to hear from you. And then there's ones that are just like, oh, I don't really want to go to the reunion. I didn't really know anybody. And then I sort of harass them, and I basically say to them, look, I promise you, you will love this. You will be so happy that you went. And I will be honest, not one person has not said that.
Yeah.
Every single person has gone,
tell,
has said.
You can tell the story about how you call somebody. They're not even associated to our class at all, and you want to invite them.
Oh, no. Well, what happened was I called who I thought was a fellow student, and I said, hi. I said, this is Gina Confessori. I said, you know, I went to East Meadow High School with you. How you doing? Oh, great, great. How are you? And I said, good. Look, we're having our 30th reunion. We would love for you to be there. Would love to come. Absolutely would love to come. I said, great. I'll send you the information. Well, would you be my date? And I said, well, you don't really need a date for a reunion. And he goes, well, I didn't go to East Meadow High School, so I do need a date. So I actually called somebody who had the same name,
My sister-in-law is from Massachusetts, and both my brothers are older, and one of my brothers had a reunion, and she went with my brother. And somebody came up to her and just started to talk to her and said, I know you went to school with us. It was so much fun being friends with you. And, you know, he went on with this whole story about it. A lot of funny things happen at reunions. High school, I was in the senior chorale and the chorus. Could not be further away from all the jocks and the people in sports and people in band. And I sort of danced around with the people in the shows because I was helping behind the scenes. So I had a small group of people that I was hanging around with, but remembered so many of the people in all of those other groups from elementary school and from middle school. And again, you know, when you're planning the reunion, I was a little intimidated in the beginning because I thought, well, they're not going to really care about coming over to talk to me. What do they care? They have a whole other world. And that was wrong. It was wrong. And it was really funny. One of our friends said to me, we became friends. And he said to me, you know, I was always jealous of you and your friends because you'd sit around playing guitar around a campfire and singing and just having a great time. And that's what I really wanted to do. But if I went over there and hung around you, I was afraid my friends were going to think that something was wrong with me because I was crossing over into another group. He said, you know, that's the one thing I regretted all of my life. And so it's just funny to tell those kinds of stories.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, people that, you know, we stay in touch with and, you know, who I communicate pretty regularly with, you know, thank Gina and, you know, the reunion committees in general, because they feel they're friendlier now with people than they were when they were in high school, right? And it's just kind of neat. And, you know, the fun part about sending out the emails and even the birthday wishes that we do and all those kind of things that we kind of, and we don't want to annoy people, and we take people, you know, we want to protect their privacy. We don't give their email addresses out without really them telling us that we can. And we don't try to solicit, you know, we're not doing any of that kind of stuff. We try to keep it very kind of black and white kind of deal. But, you know, they'll say, hey, do me a favor, do you have so-and-so's email address? You know, and then I'll copy an email to that person with them on it so they can share their and it's just great. You know, you hear about people who got married, had a honeymoon, and hooked up with somebody who lived out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of stuff, which those stories, getting those stories back is absolutely totally worth the whole trip.
You know, it took a while for you to build up that list, and let me back up a little bit and explain it. So I think we'd gone through probably our first couple of reunions and started to collect some email addresses with the thought of inviting them to whatever the next reunion would be. And you started sending out messages to people, all different kinds of messages. And, you know, in the beginning, everybody's email address was shown, and we were all emailing each other. And then we had some situations where we had to close it up and make it private. Some crazy stories. But, you know, every single month, Artie, you send out an email to some 350 people.
86.
386 people. And you share everybody's birthday of the month, special occasions that have happened, sad things, so that we're all up to date and we know what's going on in everybody's life. And it's just unbelievable. It just makes us feel connected to each other. And then I find that people follow that up with messages on Facebook, because we can't communicate back and forth because it's not a shown email.
Right.
But people run over to their Facebook page and send messages out to everybody. And we're all connected, even, and we joke about this, but even those of us that never looked at each other in school, and now we really care about each other. We're following each other's lives and children and grandchildren. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's great how people have reached out. And, you know, to give credit to our class, that we have that kind of class that does care and, you know, that does reach out. And, you know, to your point, there are some sad emails, unfortunately, that have to be sent with classmates who are no longer with us. But, you know, we like to celebrate life, right? We're not looking to kind of make it a bad news, although it is. You know, there's some sort of reflection that you can bring up a memory from high school or bring something up to celebrate their life, to tell a funny story, to kind of communicate that back with the recipients, just to kind of share it, because it's kind of, you know, that's what it should be, right? I mean, that's what you should be, the stories you should be telling.
Absolutely. Jeannie, you have a couple of stories from some of our classmates from the reunions that you want to share?
So our last reunion, prior to the reunion, one of our classmates lost their wife and was very upset, was very depressed, was not leaving the house, really was just in a bad place. And we had said, please come to the reunion, come to the reunion. Last minute he decided to come to the reunion, but he sat in his car for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he then came in and he saw people he hadn't seen in forever, and everybody just surrounded him with so much love that at the end of the night he actually said to me, you saved me.
Yeah.
Thank you for making me come. And I called him today to make sure it was all right to tell his story. It's his story. And he said, you know what? He said, you can tell them that you brought me back from the brink.
Mm.
He said, and I now see all my friends, and I now go out, and I'm not afraraid to go out, and he is in a much better place.
It's awesome.
So yeah, it was really very touching. And
yeah, and we try, you know, I mean, we do the reunions, but we also try to get together when we can. You know, we've had some, you know, Long Island Marriott get-togethers, and we've done something in the city. And you know, we want to kind of reach out to people and, you know, and do that. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't have to wait for a 5 or 10 year reunion to get together.
Even though this year is our 45th,
yeah,
and
after
this podcast, we
that
are
going to
talk about it.
I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more often, I guess.
I know,
you are. Well, I could remember, I think it was 2 reunions ago. I walked in, I was early, and there was somebody sitting there, one of our classmates, that I was not friends with at all. We had never, I don't think we ever had one conversation with each other in all of the years we were in school together. We just were in two different worlds. And she was sitting by herself. She looked kind of sad. And I walked over and I sat next to her. And she'd been through a lot. She had a rough bout with cancer and vision and a whole lot of things. And she pushed herself to come to the reunion. Well, I found a whole new friend that night. We spent most of the night hanging around and talking together. And she enlightened me in life, and we stayed connected. We texted each other. We were on Facebook together. And every message she sent me was so positive. And look forward to the next reunion because we would see her. And it was just great just to reconnect with her at the next reunion, even though we had stayed in touch. She died shortly after that. But I felt like I had been given a gift just from knowing her and reconnecting with somebody that if I saw her in the supermarket, I would have walked right mm. past her, because I never would have thought that she would care about reconnecting with me. And so that taught me a lesson, taught me something very important.
She was one of the most positive people I know.
Yeah, yeah, it was incredible. So we've had some losses,
but it's great to make the first step, right?
It is.
I mean, you know, it's you got to reach out like that. And again, I guess that's what it's about, right? It's just being able to reach out and stay in touch with folks.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first step is sometimes the toughest, but it can really be fantastic when you do it.
Absolutely.
So it's really neat.
Absolutely. You know, there are just a couple of jobs that I've had in my career where I would say the people I worked with were absolutely incredible and really, really important to me and instrumental in so many different ways in my life. And one job in particular, we made an effort to stay in touch and made sure that once a year we would all get together and have a dinner together. And it lasted for probably 15 years that we were doing that. And prior to the pandemic, I opened up my house and we had as many people from that company come in, that organization, as possible so that we could see each other. And it was such a great night. We all wanted it to last forever. And of course it couldn't, but technology helps us to keep those kinds of connections. What I want to talk about is not everybody's interested in high school reunion. Maybe it's a different kind of a reunion. But what tips could you share with people that you've done, both of you, with our high school alum and our reunions, that maybe people could do it if it's their family and they want to reconnect with their family or the block they grew up on, or maybe, as I talked about, where they worked?
You know, and it's all how you reach out, right? I mean, you know, my family, I'm the baby of five, and, you know, we still have a Sunday call every 8 o'clock where we get on the phone and do, you know, a Teams meeting or a Zoom meeting, whatever you have that you can use, just to touch base. Even though somebody's in Colorado, somebody's up in Boston, and blah, 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 we all get together. And I think that's important for us. Doesn't happen every week, but it's pretty close. But it's how do you reach out to folks, right? So it's whether or not, you know, it is through Facebook and looking people up through that. I mean, even if it's a work thing, it's LinkedIn. I mean, there are other even work social media sites that you can go and look people up and sort of reach out. And, it, you know, to Gina, who's the expert at it, it's like, hey, you know, how are you? You know, this is Gina Confessori. What's going on? And, you know, just see what kind of response you get, right? And you just start really kind of adding those up. You know, we're in a social media world. I mean, it seems to be pretty easy to get in touch with folks these days and to try to find them. So, you know, it's just making the first attempt to reach out.
And it could be life-changing for you.
Oh,
it
huge.
It could really change
huge.
Everything inside.
I actually think also by staying in touch all, like, throughout the time between the get-togethers, right? Like you said, every Sunday.
Yep.
But, like, in our case, right, you get in touch with somebody, and then you call them, like, maybe a month later and say, hey, just want you know, it's, like, 6 months till the reunion. Can't wait for you to get there. Or you call them up, and maybe they said something on the phone about they were going to be a grandparent. Well, at this age, they're going to be a grandparent. You know, so you call them up and say, hey, how's your grandchild, or something like that. And they feel like a connection. I'm actually going with 10 girls
nice.
That we graduated with to Ireland this year.
Wow.
And we all... you look at these 10 girls, they couldn't be more different. Could not be more different.
I didn't get an invitation.
I didn't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's a surprise ticket we're going to get.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, you look at these 10 girls, it couldn't be more different. Seriously. And we're going to have the best time.
And you've done it before. You've gone to Florida with a whole group of people.
Yes, and then a bunch of us went to Alaska.
That's right.
In May.
Oh, I was jealous when I saw those photos.
And a
on
bunch
Facebook.
Of us are going on a Mediterranean cruise in August. So, nice. And it's all, it's great. And like I said, at this point in our life, like I said, at the 10-year, we were exhausted. We had kids and, you know, the 20-year reunion, we were exhausted. We had kids. Now we're at a time in our lives where our kids are older, right? And we have more time for ourselves. And enjoy it. Just enjoy it. And it brings me back. Being with these people brings me back to a simpler time. And most of the time, we're just laughing the whole time.
And so if you are newly out of high school or you recently moved away from your block that you grew up on or you've lost touch with people that family. You used to work with or your family has become disconnected, but you feel like you want to reconnect, what's the answer? Do it, right?
Make an attempt.
Just go.
Yeah, reach out. Make an attempt.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. You'll be in the same place you're in right now.
Exactly.
That's the worst part.
Exactly.
But the best part could be that you can actually make some new connections with people and laugh and have fun a little bit when you look back and talk about some of the things that you had in common.
George Bailey. Bedford Falls, right? Friends.
There you go. Right?
Richest man in Bedford Falls.
You're going to ring the bell. Next reunion.
Well, listen, this has been an absolutely incredible conversation. As I'm sitting here looking at both of you, you know, I think the only difference with you, Artie, is that you didn't have a mustache and a little goatee. Gina, I can't think of anything that's different from what you look like now and what you look like in high school.
People told me, they said, you know, they were very excited for me, very encouraging about going on the show and good luck. And, you know, they all had to mention that I had a face for radio. So that was really very nice of them. I guess you get that joke a lot.
I get boom, the hair. Very good. Very good. This is an important conversation. Hopefully this is a conversation where we're going to be encouraging some people to make another connection with somebody or some people in their lives. Life is short. Life is really, really
very
short.
Important.
My dad lived to almost 100, and yet he still felt like his life was short. We go through things really quickly, and if you could connect with people, that's what it's all about, and that's what this conversation was all about. You've been listening to Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner on WHLI.com and wherever you pick up your podcasts. My warmest thanks to Gina Gerbino, Gina Confessori, really, as I know her, and Artie Doolin, who have taken the time to sit with me today and just reminisce and talk about encouraging other people to make some connections in their lives. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, PSEG Long Island. They are powering us to do better. And of course, my honorary and proud mention goes to Island Harvest Food Bank, supporting holistically Long Islanders who are in need. Let's talk again, where you'll hear more great discussions from very interesting people. In the meantime, let's continue this conversation. Please share your thoughts with me on my Facebook page, Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner. I really want to hear what you're thinking. Thank you for spending the time with us.
At PSEG Long Island, we're here for you when severe weather strikes. We've been hard at work strengthening the electric grid with more durable utility poles, wires, smart switches, and more to keep your power on when you need it most. And with our mobile app, you can stay connected and informed before, during, and after storms. Download the PSEG Long Island app today on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.